College basketball fans, alumni, and students are remembering the iconic Dean Smith as an innovative coach and a man of integrity. People brought flowers, balloons, and wrote messages in chalk outside the building that bears his name in Chapel Hill. Jeff Tiberi spoke with a few of those Carolina followers who paid tribute yesterday.
Leon Keys. I'm originally from Virginia, but now I'm relocated to Greensboro, North Carolina. Oh, I've been a fan since I was maybe like 10 years old, 1991. You know, that was just a family tradition. You know, Dean Smith and the legendary Four Corners offense that he ran.
Say your name for me. Tell me when you graduated.
Tom Gahagan, 1980. He was such an innovator. I hate that the Four Corners can't be used anymore. I used to love watching it because, especially when Phil Ford ran it, there's nothing like it. His defensive philosophies, the teamwork, the huddles at the foul line. Every team does that now. But nobody did that before. That was him. The pointing at the guy that throws a pass. All those kind of selfless things.
I'm Jenny. I'm a freshman, and I go to school at UNC. The sport of basketball in general and the inflation and the money in professional sports and how athletes aren't finishing all their 4 years for going to the NBA, it's a little bit less about values and about really developing as a person. I think the emphasis is placed more on developing as a player and getting into the NBA. Definitely at the time period when Dean coached, it was a unique situation. He had the opportunity to really touch people's lives that maybe he wouldn't be able to do that today.
There was something wrong going on in that environment during that time that he felt that at his stature, he could make a bigger change. You know, he felt in his heart that it was the right thing to do. He didn't do it for publicity, or he would have done anything he could have, even to this day, and still standing up for civil rights.
I saw him a few years later after he retired, and at an airport in Atlanta. I was coming back from a golf outing, and he said he was too. And I made the comment, I said, you said in your retirement speech that you were looking forward to working on your handicap. I said, how's that working out? He said, not too good. I still come into the basketball office every single day. And I said, nothing could make me happier knowing you're still around. So.
What's the worst part about him being gone?
Well, he's almost kind of been gone the past several years. I think the saddest thing was knowing that he was going through it, because you'd really like to hear him talk, you know, and be on TV, and it's pretty emotional.
Dean Smith was not only a great coach, but a great person, and it's just a real sad day, and he will forever be missed. He'll never be replaced.
That was Leon Keys, Jenny Moses, and Tom Gahagan. Dozens of people paid tribute to Dean Smith on campus yesterday. He died Saturday night. Smith was 83. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.